Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 4 to 6. Seeing the reality of God's promises by faith. We read in 2 Kings chapter 6 verses 15 to 17 like this. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the cities with horses and chariots. And his servants said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Elisha was residing at Dothan, which was about 60 miles north of Jerusalem. And this is where the king of Syria had sent his soldiers to capture Elisha. They came by night and surrounded Dothan with soldiers, horsemen and chariots. The above scriptural text begins with a discovery by the servant of Elisha that they were surrounded by the enemy forces. To the natural perception of Elisha's servant, they were doomed for impending death. Actually, he was suffering from spiritual blindness, being simply unable to perceive spiritual reality. Elisha, however, knew that God's unseen army, which was far more powerful than any visible human army, was surrounding them. So Elisha prayed that his servant would see God's heavenly armies waiting to do battle with the Syrians. We should be aware that angelic activity is mentioned in several places in the Bible. So in answer to this simple prayer, Elisha's reassuring words to his servant were validated by letting him see God's heavenly armies surrounding them like a wall of fire. In fact, Elisha handled his servant's fear in three ways. One, by demonstrating his personal concern by giving a word of encouragement, "Do not fear." Two, by providing a reason why he should not fear. For this is what he said, "For those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And three, by praying to God that his servant would be able to perceive the spiritual reality with a clear vision. We too can minister to the fears of people by showing personal concern and involvement, providing biblical instruction, and praying for God's illumination regarding his resources and sufficiency towards us. Elisha's words should remind us that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. In our spiritual battle with the forces of evil, we too have protection and power given to us by our Heavenly Father. Through our prayer of faith, God can open our inner eyes of our hearts to the reassuring fact that He is always defending us and frustrating Satan's destructive intentions each and every time. We need the ability to see what God is going to do to us as we focus on His promises and not at our problems alone. Let us pray for our inner eyes to behold the invisible that God has in store for us. All the great saints of God, including Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, and Joseph, operated by faith as they all acted on the invisible realities. Let us also lift up our eyes of faith today and behold the resources that God has in store for us. Let us see the reality of God's promises through the eyes of faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We should also see God's power and authority in our lives every day through spiritual discernment. Remember, we are never alone, but has Christ with us always, just as He promised, along with His unseen angelic army. That we read in Psalms 34 verse 7, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them." Today, God's promises available in His Word are always a great source of comfort and assurance to us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Let's join with the psalmist today and say, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this I will be confident." And we also read in Psalms 3 verse 6 like this, "I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around.